Happy with the way things went yesterday? You look like you were
Absolutely. Yeah, yesterday was a great start to training camp. Definitely got to get used to the heat and the mugginess, but that'll come with more practices, so I'm just looking forward to today.
One of the knocks against you when you came out was that you couldn't catch the ball, and I noticed on the first play you caught the ball out of the backfield. Is that something that you've been working on, or something you feel you can do, just haven't had an opportunity?
Absolutely. That's always how I felt about it. It's just, something that it's not that I wasn't capable of catching the ball, just that I didn't do it enough. And, just like anything else, it came with practice, and, that's something that I can continue to work on.
Andre, how big a role do you expect to have, this first season?
I'm just looking to contribute any way I can, continue to do well in practice and have the coaches build faith in me so they could get me on the field in any capacity that they think I could fit in.
We'll ask you about the tempo change as we get closer to the preseason and as you play in a game, but already can you tell of the tempo change of being in the NFL?
Absolutely, and the game is faster, but I think it's faster in the sense that the guys across from you have more experience, so they know what to do right now. And, I got to catch up a little bit. But I have a lot of good people around me that are helping me to, study the right things and know what I have to do to catch up.
Is there any kind of adjustment in this workhorse back that you were in college to now, splitting the carries? I mean, does the mentality change at all just because with fewer opportunities, maybe you're trying to do more?
I think there's going to be a couple things that are different about it, but I think it has pros and cons. In college, being a workhorse at Boston College, every time I lined up, I'd see 8 or 9 bodies in the box, and now sometimes I'm coming out and there's only 5 or 6. So, that's definitely a positive. But it's also good to, learn from the other running backs that are, getting their time on the field, because they're all explosive and all have, just great upsides and the different things that they can do. So I can learn a lot from them as well.
Is the goal line rule something that you think that you could possibly excel at?
Absolutely. As long as it's running the ball, I think I can excel at it.
Andre, I know some running backs like to, be the guy, if you will. If you're part of a rotation, how big of an adjustment do you think that's going to be at this level, as far as finding, like a rhythm?
I think it's going to be an adjustment just because I'm in a new environment, in a new setting. But like I said, I learn a lot stepping back and just watching what other running backs are doing as well. I feel like I can, fill any role that they want me to fill. But at the same time, like I said, I'm young and I need to gain experience. And I think I can do a lot of that, sitting back sometimes and letting the older guys show me how it's done.
In college, your yards per carry average increased as the game went on, as the game got deeper. Do you feel like that's where your strength is late in the game?
Absolutely. I take pride in being able to finish in the fourth quarter, being able to, wear the defense down, especially in the secondary. And I definitely work towards making sure that I can finish in the fourth quarter and come back stronger than my opponent.
So do you feel like that, in a way, could be taken away from you because of the amount of carries you could be getting?
I don't think so. We'll see.
Andre, a big part of being a running back here is helping to protect Eli. How do you feel about your blocking capability at this point?
I think I'm definitely going to be able to do a good job protecting Eli. And, that's also going to come in us, building trust in each other. And I think we're doing a great job in the offseason and throughout camp.
Andre, what's it been like coming into a new locker room at the same time you've got a new offensive coordinator for the team, new offense in general? What's the energy level, and how does the backfield feel right now about where they're at in terms of learning everything?
The feeling in the locker room is good. It's good to be in a new environment. With the Giants, this is a place that, I feel like this is where I want to be my whole entire career. So, I'm just glad to be here. In terms of the running back group, David just got back, and that's a big plus for us. He's so dynamic and fast. You saw him out there running the outside zone yesterday. His ability to stop and get moving again is unparalleled. So, you know, we're just excited that we're at full strength and we're just going to move forward from here.
Coach,